Usually when looking at the calendar, especially around fall, it's like, okay, if we're saying yes to this, what are we saying no to?
Welcome to Diary of the Mom Squad with Kate and Brittany. Tune in for insights into the hilarious, heartfelt, and often chaotic world of motherhood, where no one has everything figured out and we all need a whole lot of Jesus. So grab a cup of coffee, take a break, and join this crazy journey together. This is Diary of the Mom Squad, where moms connect, support, and thrive.
On this episode of Diary of the Mom Squad, we have Deborah from our office, our promotions manager, and Becky, our donor development coordinator, joining me Woo. And Kate.
Woo!
Yay!
Hello!
Full house today.
Yes. All the journey moms.
All the journey moms, yes. So, Becky, I'll let you go ahead and start.
My husband and I have been married for 21 years, and we have two children. Our daughter, Reese, is 14 and just went into, just started her freshman year of high school.
Wow.
So that was a big thing for us. And then our son, Corey, is 9 and just started fourth grade.
And Deborah?
Yeah. Well, my husband, Kevin, and I, we've been married for almost 23 years. So we have 4 kids. Kayla is 22 and actually engaged to be married.
Oh, big deal.
So you're going to be somebody's mother-in-law, too. Like,
Yeah, we that's weird to say right now. So, yeah, no. But then Madison is 20. She's actually at JMU studying vocal performance.
Nice.
And then Wesley will be 16 next week, and he is in 10th grade. And then Annabelle is going to be 11 in about a month. And she is in 5th grade.
Now, Annabelle, I've seen a few times in here, and she is, like, all into gymnastics. Like, she'll come in the morning, and she's like, I'm going to gymnastics for, like, 4 hours. And I'm like, you go, girl.
Pretty much she asks, where are we going, and can I do cartwheels?
I love that. Well, it is fall. So what are some, like, fall family traditions that you guys have?
Oh, man. We always have fire pit nights in our house.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
Like, it makes me happy as soon as it starts to get cool enough to have a fire out. Because let's be honest, we still try to have them in the summertime, too. But it's like sweating beside the fire pit.
Yeah, there's something about that seems weird.
It doesn't really go too well during the summer months. But in the fall, man, when the leaves are falling and it's crisp and cool outside, we bust out the s'mores and all the things. Yeah, that's probably our number one fall tradition that we do.
I like that, too, because it like facilitates conversation because you're like around a fire pit. Like for us, it's like carving pumpkins, which mostly is just get this gook off my hand at this point because I have a 2-year-old. So the conversations aren't like super deep and meaningful, but that's like one of our big things is we always like carve pumpkins.
Yeah, our kids really don't like the goop. So we've done a couple different things with pumpkins, whether it's painting them or you can actually find almost like the Mr. Potato Head pieces.
Oh, that's cool.
I did see this year, I think we're going to try is chalk markers.
Ooh,
and just go ahead and let them decorate them that way. And then that way we still have the fun.
Nobody
and
gets
the
dirty.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that.
They can still be creative in their own way, which is cool. Ours has kind of changed, I think, as the kids have gone through stages. Like, we used to do the whole, let's head out to the farm and go sit in corn and play in corn and all of that kind of stuff. But I think now for our kids, the thing that they look forward to the most is they love to do the corn mazes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Go at night. It's dark. Okay. We take
That's
the flashlight.
I gotta ask, though, are you good at it? Because we get lost every time we go.
My daughter, like, she is the one that is like, we're not using the map, which I fully expect my husband to be like that. But my daughter's like, we're not using the map. We're figuring this out on our own, guys. And usually we do. Like, we make it to the end. I mean, we're doing the whole circling like 50 times thing for sure and running into the same people, but we usually make it out.
Yeah, so, I've been in several corn mazes now in the last probably 5 years that I just gave up and just busted through the
side
of the corn.
I'm going
still getting out. And you start to feel a little panicky.
Sure.
We took our 2-year-old recently and there was rocks in the corn maze and that was a huge, she like loves rocks. So the whole time she's like, put this rock in your pocket and put this. That was the fastest we've ever made it out of a corn maze because we were just done and like trying to like
with
get
all the
her
rocks.
Out of there.
But you weighed like 20 pounds more coming out with all the rocks.
Yeah.
Yes. Goodness. It was definitely an experience. And we, with all the fall activities, how do we balance that? Like, it's so hard to like want to create all these fall memories and then not like run everyone ragged. Cause my husband, like, we just had a sermon about the Sabbath at church and about intentional rest. Mm. And he's like poking me the whole time, like, stop making plans. So I need help on this one because I have no answer.
Oh, that's such a hard question. Yeah, I don't know. What's your go-to for figuring out the schedule stuff in your houses?
So I know for me, my mom always used to say, this too shall pass.
Yes. Yes.
Like there's a level of this is not happening forever. And usually when looking at the calendar, especially around fall, it's like, okay, if we're saying yes to this, what are we saying no to? And just kind of, you know, weighing our options, but also like just realizing this might be a season we're eating out more. Or can my older kids help with chores that usually, you know, I would do, but I just need the extra help because we're all going, you know, 10 different places or
whatever.
That's
so important to ask for help, too.
Oh, like, I am the worst.
The worst. Yes, for sure. Yeah, and I think you just have to take it, you know, I think for me and my family, my kids have two distinctly different personalities. My son has to be go, 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 go all the time. My daughter, she loves, she could be curled up with a book and she is living her best life, you know? And so I think keeping a balance, because if we were going all the time, like that would put my daughter over the edge.
Yeah.
Right.
But if we were just sitting home doing nothing, my son would be like, Mom, what's going on? Mom, what are we doing? Mom. So I think just keeping a balance of just not going too crazy, not going doing all these things to like put it on Facebook so everybody can see, you know, like, but just doing what works for your family in the stage of life that you're in right now.
Well, and what an important thing to remember too, I love that you brought that up about your kids' personalities, because it's like no kid is the same. Like I remember my mom saying all the time when we were growing up, well, the way I parent you is different than the way I parent your sister. And at the time I thought that is so unfair. Like, what is that all about? But as I'm, you know, as I've gotten older and I have kids of my own, and now it's, you know, kids and stepkids, and they span 10 years between youngest and oldest. There's a lot of differences in how you approach personalities and who needs to, you know, have a little bit more conversation, or who needs a little more activity, or who's like, leave me alone, put me in a dark closet. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Well, and sometimes we break it up too. Like, there's definitely that amount of family time as a unit.
Right.
But like, if there's an activity going on that my daughter really has no desire to be a part of, it's like, you know what, Cora, why don't you go with daddy and he'll take you here and you guys can have this great experience together. Right. Or vice versa, if there's something that Reese wants to do, if she wants to go shopping and see something, like, okay, come with mommy, and Corey and daddy can stay home and do whatever, you know? So just even kind of being in tune to those kinds of things, too.
Well, Deborah, you brought up a minute ago, whatever you're saying yes to also requires you to decide what you're saying no to. I am the worst at saying no to things. I don't know. I feel like Brittany maybe, like, understands this, too. Like, there's that pressure to feel like, oh gosh, like if somebody brings it up, it has to be a yes. And my husband is really good at reminding me, like, Kate, you don't have to say yes to everything.
I have that problem too, for sure. My husband would be like, please raise your hand. But I know we went through a phase though where we had one kid in high school, one kid in middle school, one kid in elementary, and one kid in preschool. And I think that's when I realized, I was like, okay, like, we cannot say yes to everything, but what are the important things for my kids and their personalities right now that we just really need to make the effort for?
Becky, you brought up social media because, you know, especially for my generation, like, it's everywhere, all the kids doing all the fun things, and like, let's make an Instagrammable moment. And so, like, how do we make it more like not about, I guess, social media, and more so about like being with family and not comparing ourselves to all of our 20 friends doing all these other things?
I want to bounce off what Becky said just about, like, your kids are individuals, like, they're different. So your family's different than whoever's picture that is. So I know for me, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, that would be so great if we went and did XYZ. And then I stopped and think about it. I'm like, my kids would hate that.
Like, yeah.
You know, so why am I going to try to create this, like, you know, mimic this moment on Facebook if really just my family is going to, like, hate the experience?
Even when it comes to, like, carving pumpkins, and I was talking about how we like to do that, and you're like, no, we're just going to decorate them because we don't like the mess and stuff. And, like, even that's, like, something to remember. Like, oh, okay, like, our memories need to fit our family and not what other people are doing.
Well, your kids are going to remember what you did as a family.
True.
Not what you posted on Facebook.
Boom. Yeah. That's it. That's it right there.
They're going to remember those very things, because it's going to be like, they can touch it, they can feel it, they can hear it. Like, the smell is going to make them think about that. Like, they will remember those moments you have together. They won't remember what you put on Facebook.
But also giving ourselves the permission too, that yes, those are the moments that they're going to remember. are, but they don't all have to be Hallmark movie moments.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I was having a conversation with my kids not too long ago, and Christian brought up, he was like, I just love this. Like, we were in our PJs. It was way past bedtime, but they were yapping about all the things, and I just didn't want to cut it off. Like, I could have cut it off in the moment and said, all right, guys, like I do most nights, and I'm like, get yourselves upstairs. Right. It's time for bed, you know? But that night, it just needed to be some extra conversation that was had, and he was like, thank you for that. I needed that, you know? So finding those moments that your kids are going to connect to in life, but not necessarily feeling like it has to be the movie-making moment all the time.
Yeah. Right, and even, I think it's hard for me, like, letting traditions go sometimes, because, like, even when it comes to, like, making, like, gingerbread houses, my husband and I have done this every year, and every year we get more and more over it. We're like, why do we keep doing it? Like, we don't like creating the house. Like, the decorating part, so we finally just buy ones that are, like, put together. But like even letting some things go, maybe traditions that we brought in from our childhood that our kids aren't like really connecting with, and being okay with like letting that change and be different.
No, I think that's a good perspective though, because I think sometimes we bring in so much from what we had as like as kids and what was important to our family. But that's going to be different, you know? And like you said, there's going to be certain things that you're just like, oh gosh,
here we
it's
go
more
again.
Of an effort to do this than it is a joy. So it's like, maybe we need to change this up a bit.
Yeah.
What I think about that now as a mom in the stage of life and crazy that I have been in the last several years, like, did my parents probably feel that way too? They probably did, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But nobody was giving anybody permission to like talk about it in those days. So I don't know, maybe we're now in the generation that we can release ourselves from
and like check in and be like, so we did this last year, but that doesn't mean we have to do it this year if we didn't like it.
But that's good too, like involving your kids in the decisions of the traditions and legacies that you are building. Like, I think sometimes as parents, we find ourselves trying to create the atmosphere, right? Like, create the thing that they're going to remember or whatever is going to happen. But we forget to ask their opinion on stuff. Yep. So, that's a good reminder too.
Feel bad that we can't make it as perfect as we have in our minds.
Yes. Right.
Like, and I think this was like driven home for me. We have a 1999 Chevy Suburban, older than the hills. Like, the heat broke, and to get it fixed and repaired, it was like insane.
Yeah.
And so here I am feeling bad. I'm like, we should do this. Like, our kids are in this vehicle and everything. And just one time, like random, in a drive home, it was freezing outside.
Gosh.
And my kids put down the windows and they made it a game for themselves. So here I am feeling awful. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, we should get this a heat fix. Like, we drive this old vehicle. And my kids are like making a whole game about the fact that there's like no heat. And they still reference it to this day.
Aww.
So I'm like, we have in our minds how perfect it has to be.
Right.
But for them, if they feel safe and secure with us, they're good.
Thanks for listening to Diary of the Mom Squad. Tune in next time for more stories, more laughter, and the reminder that we always need more Jesus. You got this, Mom.